Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is Velvet, broadcasting live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical, Whitefish, Montana, Planet Earth, Milky Way Galaxy. Welcome to Friday. It's been a long time. I haven't really gotten my stuff together to have any other broadcasts. Haven't had Jen and Jacob on the show in a while. We're going to try to get them on there next week, see what they've been up to. I had a really interesting weekend. We did a archetype class, and we threw the wheel for kind of as an oracle. So according to Carolyn Mace, I never noticed her name, she says that we have contracted with archetypes to be our allies, and we have some that are with us from the time of our birth. And then theoretically, we have other archetypes that are contracted to work with us at specific times in our life. So when I threw my wheel, it was really fascinating. I set my intention that this wheel was going to be a support team for my 12 birth archetypes that would last a year. And then when I actually pulled the cards for the wheel, I heard that, no, it is going to be for 3 years, that these are going to be helpers for 3 years. Not that I won't have other ones, and I'll still work with my birth archetypes, but these are here for a very specific purpose. And this morning, what I was taught, is that this archetypal wheel that is I threw this last weekend, is my wheel that is representative of the archetypes of my ancestors that are coming forward over the next year to have me help clear the karma for our family lineage. So the rising archetype is the Don Juan. You know, Don Juan, you know, according to the stories, he was a bit of a ladies' man. And when that one, I'm going, why would I have that be my rising sign? But one of the things it says, when that archetype is balanced, that we have the opportunity to, and the ability to love very deeply. So kind of what I get the sense about that archetype is that it's about balancing my heart and my sexual creative energy, because it says that Don Juan, people who carry that archetype, they have a lot of sexual energy, but sexual energy is creative energy, is life force energy. So I think that I am going to be kind of stirred up over the next couple of years to start using all this energy, and I think to use it and utilize it in the world and be of service, I have to have my heart as open as it can be and serve and create and do everything I can from love. So that was a really fascinating thing. My second house archetype is the bully. And I know in my own journey is that for a long time I thought I was a victim. And then I realized, much to my chagrin, that I was a victim as long as that served me. And then when it didn't serve me anymore, I became a bully. And, you know, not a physical bully, but a, you know, kind of an emotional bully. And so to own that and to understand how I can take that energy and use the energy of the bull, which I'm guessing is tied to determination and stamina and endurance, that I'm going to find out who this bully dude is. Okay, so anyway, I went over the last couple of weeks, I've been gone to ancestry.com. And what I found is that of the lines that I can track down, there are some pretty freaking powerful ancestors that I have. And so what I've discovered is a lot of these archetypes for my archetype wheel are, they're like ancestral archetypes. And so over the next few years, I'm going to work with these ancestors to unlock their gifts, heal the karma, and be more who I'm here to be. And guess who just walked in? Our favorite, Terry Cito. So who knows where the wind is going to blow us now. Terry, what's up?
I just had this cosmic urge to show up at Rocks and Things, and the wind just blew me down this one road, and I turned left and then a right, and here I was. It's like magic. I don't know how I got here. I'm kind of like in a daze.
In a daze. Well, I'm really excited you're here because it was Terry that I taught the archetype class with, and it makes me want to schedule another one because it was so cool and so powerful.
It was.
It was like, I mean, I like it. I like the archetypes, but I think I work with them more when I teach. Right? I'm almost like pushed to work with them. Oh my gosh, we got somebody else to be on the radio show. Rick, do you want to be on the radio show?
Sure.
Okay, so the vortex must really be spinning today, and I have no idea why the universe has brought us all together. Anybody got any hits?
It's just a gathering of power for a positive force for change in the universe. I don't know. Because
there you are. Remember, wherever you are, there you are. There you are.
There you are.
So, Rick, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why do you think that you're here today?
Well, I just kind of happened in because I really have a feel for the need of a prism. Not prism, but a pendulum.
Okay.
And I thought, since Velvet has just about everything at this shop, I thought that she would be the one to see.
I have a few. I kind of am a little low on my pendulums, but I got them. And so, since we are talking about pendulums, how do you use a pendulum?
Well, I just use it for questions that I've got, and that must be somebody else.
No, it's the store phone, and we're not answering it because we're not officially open.
Well, I was wondering about it a little bit early.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, no, pendulums are cool. I've probably just been starting to use them here in this last year and a half, and yeah, they're pretty neat how they work. And I backed things up with the yes or no from other sources, and it's pretty consistent. So
oh, that's
kinda
cool.
Neat.
Terry, do you use a pendulum?
From time to time, but no, not very often. Kind of fly by the seat of my pants. I'll use my tarot cards.
Okay.
It's
another
something
kind of
I really need to dig into. Yes, I doubt it's a different way.
Well, when,
how about you?
Well, when I learned reflexology and acupressure, I would have my pendulum in one hand, and then I would walk my fingers down the spine, and where the pendulum stopped, I would know that that's where I needed to work. And now I don't really need it because I can kind of feel it.
Might stop right there.
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to my hands just wanted to be there. So, we aren't telling you where those hands were. But, just kidding. No, this is a PG-rated show most of the time. So anyway, hi there.
I'm dowsing too. Yeah. So that's kind of the same thing. And yeah, it's an awesome tool that we can use, I think.
Well, and kind of how I was taught is that when I'm going down your spine and where it goes to a no, that's there's a break in the energy field. And so by holding that point, then it'll start picking up speed again until there's no break in the energy field. That's kind of I was sort of taught. I wasn't really taught to use them for, not prophecy, but what's the word? There's a word. I can't think of it. Oh, well. I'm drawing a blank. So define things like I don't think I want to ever ask it. Is Joe the man for me? You know, I don't because I think.
Or where's Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah. Hey, but I did find my mother's money that she lost.
With your pendulum.
With my pendulum.
See,
so yep.
Money.
So yep. So okay. The other thing that I know is going on this weekend is in bulk.
Yes.
Also, Candle Moss Bridge. Isn't it like Bridges Day, something tied to Bridges?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the time that the light, since the solstice, the light has been penetrating through the soil, and as at Imbolc, it starts germinating the seeds. So, which brings me back to some of the classes we've been doing. Wouldn't it be fun, I think, with Imbolc to do a manifestation board class again?
Oh, yes, we were planning on
yeah.
that. for like the new moon in February.
That's right. We already wrote it down, didn't we? Or did
we? We dabbled. I don't know how seriously we
Well, I think we might have to manifest a manifestation board class.
Well, that will be another 2-day workshop.
Yeah. 2 days? Did we do it 2 days? We did, because once, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was a really cool. So I think we got, right now there's all kinds of stuff stirring.
All you listeners, get down here and we'll do our manifestation boards, because they work. Everything on my manifestation board always comes true, to the point where I put a bunch of piles of silver coins on one of my boards, and by God, my mom left me a pile of silver coins.
Literally.
Literally.
Well, and so Terry, since you're the manifestation board guru, why? How does it work?
Well, I think it helps you give a clear picture to the universe of what you desire in your life. And if you're doing your homework and your spiritual journey and you're clearing out the blockages to your manifesting powers, then the universe gets clear messages like, oh, yes, I can work with Terry in this direction to bring him a pile of silver.
Okay.
So the key is getting all that subconscious goo out of your story there that keeps you from obtaining your abundance.
Okay.
That subconscious picture is always built. And, you know, there's ways to deal with those stories and those lessons and be free so that you can manifest. And I think everybody sees right now that manifestations are happening so spontaneously. On that note, see this thing right here?
No! It was a knife you just pulled on us.
It's a switchblade.
Okay, and?
I was watching some stupid TV show 2 weeks ago, and I thought, oh, switchblades, those are cool. I used to have one of those. So I go into my mini storage, and me and my helper, Chad, were the last ones in my mini storage, and sitting on top of this box is this knife I have never seen in my life.
And it was your storage shed.
My storage shed, lock was on it. And I go, Chad, is this yours? Where'd this come from? He goes, I've never seen that.
Huh?
And so I went to my other helper at work, and I said, have you seen this? And he was the only other one in this shed. Lisa's never seen it. Nobody's seen it. This thing manifested out of thin air.
Well, you know, and that's what I'm finding. That's what I think 2015 is, this instant almost manifestation.
It's Harry Potter.
It is, and we just have to be clear. And another woman of power just walked into the store. Do you want to be on our radio show? And I see that there's somebody online, and as soon as I figure out, after I introduce Paisha, I'll see if that person online wants to come on. So I'll, Paisha, yay! So you're live and on air. And what brought you into the whirly vortex of the disheveled yogi?
Disheveled yogi.
At woo woo you.
Is that what you're calling the store these days? The disheveled yogi?
That's me. I created the vortex and the stones keep it going.
I came in at the invitation. And I were having breakfast together, and we were discussing the wonderful new year and how things are starting to unfold. And it seems like energies are really picking up.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of real acceleration. I want to say last year I really thought that things were going to fall into place, but it seemed like a year of, it was a true 14 year, I guess.
Yeah,
because there was all this adaptation and adjustment. I thought I was going nuts with adjustment.
And the boiling away of insecurities and the transmutation of
but
elements.
But this year really feels like it's kind of like started with a bang.
Oh, very cool. Yeah,
oh,
I totally feel that. And it's really exciting. I almost get chaotic joy.
Yeah, I like that. Well, and my girlfriend, Joan, introduced me to a channel named Matt Kahn, and he was talking about how to be in celebration.
Ah.
Everything is celebration, and it really does feel that way, to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Saturn moved into Sagittarius.
Yay.
And Sagittarius in Chinese medicine rules the pericardium. And the pericardium spins around the heart, and it protects the heart and allows the heart to be open.
Okay.
And when the pericardium gets, has wound holes in it, then we don't trust, or we take everything everybody's doing personally. But when our pericardium is functioning, we are in this joyful place, right? And so I think that's the world according to Velvet. That's my take on what Saturn and Sag is doing for us, opportunity to repair our pericardium and come back into trust and then be as like a little child.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, Sagittarius is that wonderful galactic arrow that is being shot through the galaxy, aiming for distant stars and higher galactic understandings and bringing a whole new body of wisdom here. And with Saturn being our great architect, you know, we can restructure how our consciousness is operating as it moves into the Sagittarian and bring in that more star-based knowledge.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And to bring in that star-based knowledge, you have to be able to hold more energy.
Exactly. So your pericardium is doing a job.
Open up, and just so you guys out there know, the pericardium is the only meridian that comes out the very top of the finger. And guess which finger it comes out of? It comes out of the middle finger.
Saturn finger.
Saturn finger. So let the pericardium shine. So I'm going to see if this person online wants to talk to us, if I can figure that out. Are you there? Wait, I'm not there yet.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me
now? This tricorder.
I know, but I'm really bad at it. So while I'm looking, if you guys want to keep talking. Oh, you know, I was obsessing about Saturn last night, you know, and... Some astrologers,
like Pluto.
I know. It is. Yeah. So somebody was talking about how Saturn, they perceive Saturn as a crone. And I'm going, I wonder if Saturn is all tied to Sophia. And then I was going, okay, so what's Saturn's color? Saturn's color is black. Isn't wisdom associated with black?
Well, the goddess's color is silver and black.
So I wonder.
That's a great point.
I wonder if Saturn's a cross-dresser or a transsexualist. Anyway, I'm going to see if this person wants to talk. Okay, Mr. 666 or 661, I'm bringing you on to talk if you want. Miss, hello? Hello, are you there?
No.
Yeah.
Are you there? Do you want to talk or do you just want to listen? I have a live caller there. I think they may just be listening.
Okay.
So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I don't know where 661 is, area code, do you?
Nope.
Okay, so
it's probably the government listening in.
I'm going to leave you on 661, and if you want to talk, please join in. So, Pasha, you've never been on my radio show, and you haven't either, so I'm going to ask you to both tell us a little bit about yourself. So our listeners out there in Earthland can know who you are and the gifts that you carry. You don't have to, like, toot your own horn, but toot your own horn.
Well, my name is Pasha Douglas, and after a serious automobile wreck on a freeway when I was 19, I had an awakening and made me get back on my path. And so I ended up, over many, many years of it made me want to study dreams, which led me to tarot because I'm totally into symbols, and also astrology, and then numerology and palmistry, so I dabbled in everything.
Best darn tarot reader in the best.
Oh, baloney. Terry and I tend to be cheerleaders for one another.
We all be cheerleaders.
At any rate, I ended up here in Montana in 1994, and I love it here, and I love the metaphysical community, and I do healing facilitation, which I call light grid fusion, which is working in the atomic substructure of our being, the light lattice, so to speak.
So if you want, do you have some contact information for our listeners in case they want to schedule an appointment with
sure.
you?
Sure. They can... what is best, email or phone number? Both?
Sure.
Okay. Phone number is 260-1500.
That's 406 area code, by the way.
Right, that's here. And email would be lunazephyr It's spelled LUNAZEPHIR at gmail.com.
Cool.
So check out Keisha. You're on Facebook too, right?
Yes,
she,
I am.
She's on Facebook, and she's like one of, she's been holding the space. She and Terry have been holding the space in this valley, and I take my hat off to you.
Oh, we love you so.
So, Rick, tell us about yourself. Tell us how you found your way.
Well, I have a pretty coming season about my church. This must have been 4 years ago. And I saw this sign sitting out on the sidewalk saying metaphysical. And I've been searching for metaphysical for a long time. And so when I saw that, I thought, man, that's the store I've got to go into. And I did, and that's when I met Calvin. And it was just really awesome from then on. And I have a deodorizing detailing service I do for restaurants and stuff around here in Flathead and Missoula. But my main focus last year or so is getting into earth homes.
Okay.
And passive solar. I think, Terry, you're in it as well, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just think there's all kinds of neat things we can do with an earth home and have gardens year-round. And it's just kind of a dream that I'm trying to manifest right now, and I think it's going to come through. So I'm really excited about it.
Yay. Well, and you know what? According to that whole City of Light, the City of Light thing, one of the things they say about this kind of arm of this City of Light is that it will be a place for food production.
Cool.
And I'm going, well, how are we going to do that with this weather, with the weather? But look at the weather changing, and things like Earth Homes, ACT. Did you hear about what happened with ACT?
Yeah, it's on fire, I guess.
Yeah, there we had a greenhouse here in the valley that was created with sacred geometry, the greenhouse, and then they grew algae, and it's an algae greenhouse that would take the methane from plywood production and turn it into, you know, clean the air, basically, and then the algae was a soil mm-hmm. supplement mm-hmm. for growing food. But I think just last weekend, the facility burned down. However, this was really interesting because I talked to one of the owners, and she said it, and I was sort of shocked, and I was going, well, how are you doing? She goes, well, you know, we went through the whole grief process in about less than 24 hours. And now they're going, it's somehow tied to Phoenix Rising. They don't even know, but they were able to shift out of, through the whole, like, we lost it, all of these work, blah, blah, blah. They were able to shift immediately. I mean, that's pretty immediate for something that huge. I mean,
24 hours, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. That, and I'm sure they may have waves of it, but they had that awareness that something good will come of this.
Right.
You know, so it's like, That's another thing I think this year is about. People are getting the lessons.
Saturn restructuring.
All right, break down the old so that you have new. Yeah. Are you speaking in? You want to speak in? 661. You there? Okay, I heard you. I heard you, but you can chime in anytime you want.
Five short of the devil.
I was really lucky. I'm
just thinking, lucky to get a word in anyway.
I know. So I don't know where area code 661 is, but we, you know, it's really nice to have you join us and participate in this goofy hoot nanny thing that we got going every Friday. It's a lot of fun. So anything else people are observing or noticing? It's helpful to our listeners.
I don't know if anybody else is having some very powerfully lucid or intense dreams, but I know, speaking for myself and a few others that I know, there have been some real breakthrough dreams. So really pay attention to what's coming through from the subconscious, especially in these moon cycles.
Right. These are really powerful moon cycles, and my understanding of one of the reasons that they've been so powerful is they're at 0 degrees. And so that's like the ultimate
of the Aquarian energy or the ultimate of the Capricorn energy. And I think I'm hearing, you know, I've only been in the store one day this week, but I'm hearing from my clients about the powerful dreams, you know, a lot of water dreams. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that people are telling me is they feel like, you know how, like, when we were doing the whole Mayan calendar thing and people could feel the shifts of the Mayan calendar, they could feel the downs and the ups and that things were going to happen. Within the last couple of days, I've had quite a few people say, I feel like something's going to happen.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and so what I really noticed, too, is the sun has been so quiet, and there are tons of sunspots right now. None of them so far have been Earth-directed, but lots of M flares. And M-class flares build our magnetic field. So I feel like because it's been so quiet, lots of stuff is coming up for people. And then there's just, you know, a theory. So when the M flares show, then we get a little bit of stability. And we can kind of, yeah, exactly. And we can kind of process and integrate. Yeah, it does. It strengthens the container. Because I really think that M, that pericardium, you know, I think Drumvalo talks about how we have a Merkaba around our body and then we have another one around our heart. People don't always see the pericardium like the Merkaba. Sometimes they see it like almost like the flower of life. You know, it's a geometry, but I think it's that Merkaba. Mm-hmm. And so it's our field that protects the heart. And when our Merkaba is big around our heart, it almost feels like it dwarfs this Merkaba that we have around our physical body. Oh, you see that stuff,
yeah.
Don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, you and I got to talk. Yeah. I get all these things, and nobody else sees it quite like I do.
When I first started noticing that that particular shift in a lot of people about 5 years ago, there were a few that were on the leading edge, and when the first time I looked at the heart, I started calling it the angelic heart because it was so incredibly brilliant in light that it literally washed out the grid
the rest of it.
I mean, it was just so incredibly brilliant and beautiful. And I saw it on a few people like 10 years ago. It was very rare. And then all of a sudden, kind of the 100th monkey thing.
Right.
Started to, I mean, more and more people.
Right.
You know, have these wonderful, magnificent, you know, very atomic angelic.
Okay. Well, so their pericardiums are functioning
very well.
That's really, that gives me chills. That's really cool. Well, so the other thing that people are telling me, or that they feel like it, and I kind of feel like it too, the whole notion, I think we know this on some level, that when we do our own work, when we heal ourselves, you know, we heal our lineage, we heal, a lot of people are noticing the collective, like almost like the domino effect, when they work on some big thing, then they see the shift. Of course, you see the shift outside you. And so that's why, you know, I think we want the world to change so bad, but we forget that we have, the only thing we can change is ourselves. Get that pericardium, put your Saturn finger in the air and twirl it all around. That's the Saturn finger, not the flipping off finger. I wonder why they did that.
It's the finger of judgment.
Oh,
in palmistry, the Saturn finger is the finger of judgment. Mm. And because Saturn rules wisdom.
Right.
Through your maturity.
Well, and so then the pericardium is also, wow, where did that half hour go?
I don't know.
That the pericardium is also the pericardium meridian and the geometry that I see. You know, there is a physical pericardium, but it is really a powerful tool in balancing the fire and water around the heart. And so when we do this, are we saying,
get in balance?
Get in balance! Get back in your heart! you can't see me flipping off. I wasn't flipping you off. I dropped. Waving my Saturn finger around. It's powerful. So this must be a goddess symbol.
Look at how it transmutes your anger towards
them. Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't a goddess symbol, because all of the goddess was under a smear campaign for so long that they have taken that power and moved it into a very ugly connotation.
Kind of like the wise woman at the edge of town.
Oh, can we talk about that?
I don't know.
You got 9 seconds. Okay. Shoot, we might have to save this for another show, because this word that Terry and I learned the real definition of, it would probably turn this into an R-rated show until you heard literally the origin of the word. And it is tied. Okay, any last word for the day?
Blessings to all.
Three.
Be in your heart, man. Peace.
Love. Okay, this is over and out from planet Earth. A bunch of humans singing their songs, dancing the dance. Be peace.
That was fun.
Okay. I don't think we're still on air. Okay. So now you know the word for next week.